This is the 2020 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. Here's Chris Loffrey with today's top legislative news in Pierre.
The preemptive ban on banning plastic bags and straws is now making its way to the House floor. Senate Bill 54 prevents municipalities from banning any bag, cup, or bottle from food service or retail facilities. State Senator John Wick is the prime sponsor of the bill. He says,
"We made another step towards what I believe is a prudent and responsible protection of commerce in the state of South Dakota."
The bill is supported by lobbyists for South Dakota Retailers Association and the American Progressive Bag Alliance. The bill is opposed by the South Dakota Municipal League as a strike against local control. They say the two communities considering banning plastic bags decided against it. The bill also bans restricting glass bottles and containers within parks and recreation sites. A state Senate committee is passing an annual bill crafted by those it impacts. Senate Bill 65 is a bill that supporters say keeps South Dakota on the cutting edge of the trust industry with ongoing updates to language. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
South Dakota harbors about $305 billion in assets, and about 450 people work in the trust industry for about 100 different companies. Senate Bill 65 is a bill that annually comes out of the South Dakota Task Force on Trust Administration Review and Reform. It's comprised of members from Dorsey & Whitney Trust Company, South Dakota Trust Company, First Premier Bank, Citicore Trust, American Bank & Trust, and more. It's meant to keep the state regulations in good standing with the industry. Pat Getzinger has sat on the task force since its inception in 1997 by then-Governor Bill Janklow. He says provisions in this annual bill are put there so people take advantage of the state's tax code.
It's all part of the tax planning that any taxpayer is allowed to undertake with regard to their estate and their business succession planning ideas. That's what we're accomplishing by allowing them to take advantage of South Dakota Trusts.
Critics of the legislation and the trust industry say this bill and state statute allow wealthy people to avoid or minimize the taxes they pay to the United States. Democratic State Senator Susan Wismer says South Dakota broke the social contract on the rule against perpetuities. That's a common law that prevents people from controlling private property long after that person is dead.
Just think if these assets were taxed the way they normally would be in the state where they really came from, those assets would be, they would flow through the economy much more efficiently than they do because South Dakota allows itself to be used as a haven for trust money that spans generations.
Wismer says the annual tweaks to trust statute are complex and could have unintended consequences. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
South Dakota's refurbished riot legislation has been passed by House State Affairs. The bill rewrites last year's riot-boosting law designed to squelch pipeline protests. The committee heard testimony Wednesday, and although there was strong opposition by the Speaker of the House, the bill passed on a 10-3 vote. Most proponents say the law keeps protests peaceful, but opponents say the bill steps on rights of free speech and assembly. SDPB's Victoria Wicks has this story with contributions from Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
Two lawyers from Governor Kristi Noem's office testified in favor of the legislation. One of them is Katie Hruska, who helped draft last year's law that was held by a federal judge to be largely unconstitutional. Hruska tells legislators that this redraft still includes penalties for those who incite crime, but also protects rights of free speech and peaceful assembly.
This is about protecting people and their property and keeping them safe in the very narrowest sense as necessary.
Opponents included representatives of tribes. One of them was Remy Bald Eagle, speaking on behalf of the Cheyenne River Sioux. Bald Eagle tells the committee that the tribe does not support riot, but it does support protests against pipelines, such as the Keystone XL, through treaty-protected land. He points out the bill is not necessary to address crimes, such as assault or destruction of property.
Existing criminal laws are adequate to protect us all from individuals who might engage in acts of violence. But who and what will be there to protect us from the devastating consequences of a major oil spill or leak? This is the real threat.
One of the opponents was committee member and Speaker of the House, Stephen Haugard. He said if passed, the bill would clean up old riot laws that had been on the books for decades. But he said the penalties are too high and the number of people constituting a riot is too low. And Haugard said the bill unnecessarily strains the relationship between state government and Native people. House State Affairs also considered a bill brought by Representative Sean Bordeaux, a member of the Rosebud Sioux tribe, to limit the governor's power to deploy the National Guard to other states. A specific instance given was sending the Guard to Nebraska to help control protests there if the Keystone XL pipeline is approved. That bill was defeated. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
A bill pushed by Governor Kristi Noem to repeal, replace, and update our state's rioting statutes was approved by state lawmakers today. SDPB's Stephanie Rissler reports.
Tom Hart with the governor's office says some of the statutes have not been updated for over 150 years, and passage of the measure will do three things.
It'll repeal the sections of South Dakota Code that the federal court struck down in September of 2019. It'll codify the incitement crime for the violent few who seek to infringe on others' rights while still preserving individuals' constitutional rights of free speech and peaceful assembly. And third, it'll update our riot and riot-boosting civil actions to protect everyone and their property by keeping them safe by the narrowest means necessary.
Dick Thiessen, representing the South Dakota Sheriff's Association, testified in favor of the bill.
None of what's in House Bill 1117 ever comes into play unless a peaceful protest turns violent.
Opponents say this is a second attempt at riot boosting. Candy Brings Plenty with the ACLU opposed the measure. She told lawmakers it's a bill designed to suppress peaceful protesters.
This attempt, like the first, is an unnecessary effort to legislate peaceful protest in South Dakota. It's undeniable that this bill, like the 2019 law it replaces, was sparked by a desire to suppress protests around the KXL pipeline.
Lawmakers approved the measure with a 10-3 vote. Its next stop is the full House of Representatives. For SDPB, I'm Stephanie Rissler.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2020 Statehouse podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free sd.net app on your mobile device for live committee meetings, floor sessions, and daily archives of the People's Business and Peer. Be sure to connect with us on social media by liking the SDPB News Facebook page and following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, Missouri River Energy Services, and Touchstone Energy Cooperative. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.